the sin of the rich man is more than just failing to meet the material needs of Lazarus. And we know that even from personal experience, because the homeless are still suffering here in Morgantown and across the country. All the material needs are met. I'm pretty sure you can even get a free cell phone as someone who's homeless to help you get connected to other services, to kind of get free from that. Like, your material needs being met does not mean that suddenly your life is perfect. Something else that the rich man was expected to give Lazarus, something else that we too are expected to give the poor here in this town. And that is another sort of resource that we have in abundance. And that truly, you know, if we understand this parable in this deeper way, we step over the poor so often and don't share. And that is our love. The only reason why, you know, someone who's suffering from mental illness or addiction or loneliness, anxiety, depression, whatever, and is on the street and stays there is because they don't have a friend to walk with them, to get to know them, to build that relationship and give them a reason to use the abundance of material resources well. That is a way in which this parable can challenge most, if not all of us, is that how do we share of our love with these folks? Because we definitely don't really make the mistake of failing to give material goods. It's very easy to give someone some money if they ask, for example, and I'm pretty sure none of us would have a problem doing that, although it's almost always not a good idea. If someone's asking you for money, probably not going to be used well. Give it to Christian Help. Then it will definitely help the poor. But, you know, our problem is not a need to give more material goods. It's to give that friendship. And it's hard. It takes more time and effort. That is how this parable challenges us. And I just want you to think in your own life, you know, who are the Lazaruses in your life? Like, we're very good about, you know, dressing people up, giving them food, making them look nice, and then saying, okay, now I'm going to go do my thing. Now, even you think of those who are older, elderly, you know, you can't take care of themselves. And there is, it's not, this doesn't happen in all families, but some families will send their older relatives to an assisted living or to a nursing home and then not really visit them. It's sad when I go to the nursing home and folks are there, they're materially doing great. They have even an activities director who just gets them involved in things every day, and yet they're still so sad because their family, their friends don't come and visit them. That's the way in which we can very easily commit the sin of the rich man, is not sharing of our time and our love with those who are lonely. And so, consider, who are the Lazaruses in your life?